Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in this week's episode of our podcast, I'd like to talk about the plan, do, check, act cycle in your business continuity program. And I want to start by talking about the law of aggregate marginal gain. As this theory goes, many tiny improvements can add up to huge wins over time. In the case of the British cycling team from many years ago, the small acclimation of tiny improvements, such as improved hand washing, new massage gels and pillows, and minor changes to their bike ergonomics, were credited for their wildly successful performance at the 2012 Tour de France and then the London Olympics. For the rest of us, a more practical example of this theory in action might be parking at the far end of the parking lot, taking the stairs, and then skipping dessert to shed a few more pounds over the course of the year. Or if savings are your goal, ditching your drive-through coffee every morning, packing your lunch, and collecting your change can quickly propel your savings efforts into appreciable gains. In theory, the law of aggregate marginal gain seems like a foolproof and nearly effortless way to accomplish big things. So how is it then that the average 20-something has less than $10,000 in retirement savings? And am I the only person here with a step-tracking smartwatch, I use an Apple Watch, who has yet to fit back into my size 34 jeans that I wore in high school? There's endless explanations for why, as humans, we find it hard to make progress towards our goals, whether it's losing weight or saving money or making strides in our business. When it comes to organizational resiliency, one of the common problems I see is just not having a good system for implementing and improving, maturing your business continuity program. Ad hoc efforts, in my experience, lead to ad hoc results. Opportunities for improvement will slip through the cracks, and your program quietly and unimpressively just manages to subsist. It's not exactly your dream scenario, especially considering the ramifications of being unprepared for the next disruption that your company will face. Meaningful improvements, whether to your waist size, your company's resilience, or your bottom line, require a proven methodology to evaluate what's working and what's not, and to ensure that you're making consistent efforts towards those improvements over time. If your business continuity program doesn't already have a system in place to do this, then the plan, do, check, act model, or the PDCA cycle, some will call it, the dimming cycle, is a good place to start. What is plan, do, check, act? The plan, do, check, act model is a highly effective and proven approach for implementing, maintaining, and maturing a business continuity program. Or for that matter, it's a way to do this with really any standard program that you're implementing that's based on an industry standard. In its early iterations, the PDCA model was referred to as the dimming cycle or the dimming Schuhart cycle, which was named for its creators. Today, it's part of the foundational theory that underlines Lean Six Sigma, Kaizen, the ISO standards, and other systems for quality management and improvement. So if your organization already has a process for establishing and maintaining your programs, it likely shares many similarities to this model, or it's loosely based on this methodology. Whatever your experience, you've likely heard of this before or at least seen it in practice, even if you've never heard it called this. But what exactly is it and how can it help your organization better achieve its resiliency goals? The PDCA model is based on a four-step closed-loop cycle that's used to improve a process or project over time. The steps, in short, are as follows. Plan. Establish your objectives, processes, procedures, and resources. Do. Implement and operate your program or project as informed by your plan. Check. Gather data and evaluate the outcomes from your do phase. And act. Use insights from the check phase to identify corrective and preventive actions and drive continuous improvement over time. The PDCA cycle is continuous rather than focused on a discrete endpoint. The result is this upward spiral of continuous program and project improvement that has the potential to bring tremendous gains when applied consistently and correctly. Companies like Nike and Toyota are just two commonly cited examples of companies that have used this with much success. So you're probably wondering, how does all of this, how does this plan, do, check, act cycle relate to ISO 22301? How does it relate to business continuity? Well, in 2012, ISO, the International Standards Organization, implemented a new structure for developing management system standards. It was called Annex SL. And six steps, step 4 through 10 of this framework, were designed to incorporate the key elements from the Plan, Do, Check, Act cycle. Many of the current ISO standards, including the ISO 22301 standard that we use for business continuity management, have since been revised to incorporate this new structure. As a result, this model of Plan, Do, Check, Act heavily informs the current international standard and what at BrightPath we think of as the best practice framework for business continuity management. Let me walk through how these things connect to the ISO standard, how the PDCA cycle connects to the ISO standard. Plan, where we're establishing the plan. Well, the ISO standard references this in four different clauses. In clause 4, we talk about the plan scope and about identifying the context of the organization. What are the internal and external drivers? What are the regulatory and legal requirements? What are the needs and expectations of our stakeholders? In clause 5, for leadership, we talk about, well, how will top management demonstrate its leadership and commitment to the program? How do we establish and communicate a business continuity policy? How do we assign program roles and responsibilities and determine how performance will be reported back to top management? In clause 6 for planning, we talk about defining strategic and mission critical objectives in consideration of the drivers we previously identified. We talk about risk tolerance and acceptance and how risks and opportunities will be handled. And we determine how what required resources, responsibilities, timelines, and results will be evaluated. And then finally, in clause 7 of the ISO standard, we identify training and communication requirements, and we establish plans to document, maintain, and control the business continuity management system. Do from the PDCA cycle is about implementing and operating. Well, that's clause 8 of the ISO standard, operation. How do we plan, implement, and document the program, including the BIA, the risk assessment, creating, identifying, selecting, and implementing appropriate business continuity strategies and solutions? How do we create response and communication structures? And how do we develop and test business continuity plans and procedures? Check from the PDCA cycle. How do we monitor and review what's going on? That's clause 9 from the ISO standard, performance evaluation. We determine how, when, and by whom the program will be monitored, measured, and evaluated. We conduct audits, and we determine how top management will regularly review the progress of the program and its effectiveness. And then finally, ACT. How do we maintain and approve? Well, that's clause 10, evaluate and improve from the ISO standard. We determine opportunities for improvement, and we take appropriate corrective action as a part of the continual improvement process. So how can you use this to improve your organizational resilience? Well, the first and most obvious benefit of using the PDCA cycle is having an effective and proven method for evaluating and improving your company's business continuity program. There are many other ways that PDCA can add value to your business continuity planning efforts. Alignment. If you want the support of your C-suite and your board, you need to understand their perspective, and you need to ensure that you've aligned the activities of your business continuity program to your organization's overarching objectives. What are your company's mission, vision, and strategic objectives? What initiatives are most important to your executives right now? What are the external drivers that most influence your company's operations? And what products and services are you trying to protect? And what is the likely impact of a disruption to those products and services? Using the PDCA model can help ensure your business continuity program aligns with those other top-level management structures and utilizes a common language and standards that are familiar to your company's executive and leadership team. As a result, you can better communicate how your program helps the company meet its overarching objectives and secure more internal support and resources for your program. The second part is engagement. It's one thing to get board and executive buy-in on the program, but it's quite another thing to have them actively engaged in the process, or at least at a high level. Executive management and leadership play a key role in program improvement under the PDCA model. As a result, utilizing the PDCA cycle can help ensure decision makers are in the know and that they're exercising proper oversight over your business continuity planning efforts. It can also help open new channels for governance conversations between your organization's leaders and those directly responsible for and impacted by your business continuity plans. And then the third is around compliance. Applying the PDCA model to your business continuity program, to business continuity planning, ensures that your program aligns with global standards. That can help streamline the external audit and inspection process. Modeling this approach, as outlined in ISO 22301, also ensures that relevant legal and compliance obligations are adequately addressed by your resiliency plan. So what are some best practices for applying PDCA to your business continuity program? Well, a lot of companies are going to take a very standardized approach to this. And a lot of consultants are going to take a standardized approach to this by helping clients implement or improve their business continuity planning efforts. This often involves almost a line-by-line cross-reference of the ISO 22301 standards against the company's existing practices and procedures and creating a line item list of gaps that need to be addressed. Now, it's not my approach here at BrightPath, and here's why. Every company has a unique culture, and that culture informs everything from how you communicate and work together to how you make decisions. And every company is on a different point in its path towards organizational resilience. Some companies have already organically built many of these capabilities that we've talked about with the PDCA cycle, and they just need to integrate them into a more structured business continuity program. Others are at the very beginning, and they're starting from scratch. Likewise, every company has different resources and risk tolerances that kind of inform your program investment. That's why our best advice to anyone considering using the PDCA cycle and how you can use that to improve your business continuity program is to find a consultant that appreciates the science and the methodology behind the model, but also appreciates the need for its artful application to your business's particular resiliency needs. I think that Plan, Do, Check, Act cycle is a highly effective and proven approach for implementing, maintaining, and maturing a business continuity program. And having a better understanding of this model can positively inform your approach no matter where your business is on your business continuity planning and business continuity program journey. At BrightPath, we can help you understand how your resiliency efforts line up with the PDCA model and help prioritize your next best steps for improving your business continuity program. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.